This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel's repelling of a massive Iranian drone and missile salvo was fully coordinated with the U.S. Pentagon, a senior Israeli official said. The United States, along with Britain, France, and Jordan, helped Israel intercept the bulk of the weekend barrage. World leaders Monday urged Israel not to retaliate for the Iranian attack. In an interview with Sky News, British Foreign Secretary David Cameron said Iran's attack on Israel was almost a total failure.
They've revealed to the world that they are the malign influence in the region prepared to do this. So our hope is that there won't be a retaliatory response, and instead the world's focus should shift to Hamas.
Australians Monday mourned the deaths of six people fatally stabbed at a shopping mall. Reuters' Laila Sharoshashi reports.
Five of the six people killed and most of the 12 injured were women, according to New South Wales State Police Commissioner Karen Webb on Monday.
It's obvious to detectives that seems to be an area of interest that the offender had focused on women and avoided the men.
Witnesses have described how 40-year-old attacker Joel Couchy ran through the mall with a knife and was subsequently killed by Inspector Amy Scott, who confronted him solo while he was on the rampage. The only man who was killed by Couchy during the attack was a mall security guard. Police added Couchy had mental health issues in the past, and there was no indication that ideology was a motive.
Donald Trump faces the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president starting Monday. The charges are tied to a hush money payment made to a porn star. Trump is pleading not guilty to related charges. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nearly 18 million first-time voters are set to cast their ballots in India's general election to be held over almost 7 weeks from April 19th, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi will seek a record-equaling third straight term. Reuters' Gabe Singer has more.
Reuters' surveys of families in rural areas earlier this year showed their income has grown stagnant or gotten worse compared to before the pandemic. A majority of India's population live outside its cities, and in a 2011 census, those areas employed half of its workforce. The general election will be held in 7 stages until June 1st. Votes are due to be counted on June 4th, and results expected the same day.
That was Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. In the U.S., the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, started tax filing deadline day on Monday by announcing that it had exceeded its goals for speeding assistance to taxpayers and underscoring the need for the U.S. Congress to maintain adequate funding for the tax agency. The IRS is completing its second tax return filing season with increased funding from a 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which initially provided $80 billion in funding to modernize the agency, improve taxpayer services, and boost enforcement. That money has since been reduced to $60 billion by Republicans in Congress. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports now on a big question. Are Americans feeling like they get enough sleep?
A new Gallup poll finds that the majority of Americans, 57%, would feel better if they could have more sleep, while only 42% say they're getting as much sleep as they need. In contrast, in 2013, when Americans were last asked, it was just about the reverse, 56% saying they got the needed sleep, and 43% saying they didn't. The poll also asked respondents to report how many hours of sleep they usually get per night. Only 26% said they got 8 hours or more, which is around the amount sleep experts say is recommended for health and mental well-being. The majority reported getting only 6 to 7 hours, while one-fifth got 5 hours or less, a jump from the 14% who reported getting the least amount of sleep in 2013. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France hosts an international conference on Sudan exactly a year after war broke out in the northeast African country, leading to a humanitarian and political crisis. World leaders pledged more than $2.1 billion in aid for Sudan, French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday. The country is facing famine, according to aid workers. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.